Does the Russian government have any compromising material on President Trump or his family?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 16th, 2018. Welcome to day 543.
As to who is to be believed and who is not to be believed,
you can trust no one if you take this. Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him?
Donald Trump rejected the consensus of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election, saying he doesn't see any reason why Russia would have interfered, and that Putin was extremely strong and powerful in denying it during their summit in Helsinki, Finland.
We can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
Trump's refusal to condemn Moscow clashed with the conclusions of U.S. intelligence agencies and comes days after the Justice Department indicted 12 Russian intelligence agents for hacking the Democratic National Committee, as well as Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, in an attempt to help Trump. Putin confirmed that he did indeed want to help Trump win the election.
And did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did. Because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
Prior to the summit, Trump blamed U.S. foolishness and stupidity for poor Russian relations. The Russian Foreign Ministry responded to Trump's tweet with, quote, "We agree," end quote. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said, quote, "We have been clear in our assessments of Russian meddling in the 2016 election," saying the intelligence community, quote, "will continue to provide unvarnished and objective intelligence in support of our national security," end quote. The comment came following Trump's refusal to back the U.S. intelligence community's assessment that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. Aboard Air Force One, Trump tweeted that he had confidence in his own intelligence officials, saying, quote, "I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but, quote, the world's two largest nuclear powers, we must get along," end quote. GOP senators, meanwhile, called the Trump-Putin press conference tragic, bizarre, flat-out wrong, shameful, and a missed opportunity to hold Russia accountable for 2016 election meddling. Jeff Flake tweeted, quote, "I never thought I would see the day when our American president would stand on the stage with the Russian president and place blame on the United States for Russian aggression," end quote. Lindsey Graham tweeted that Trump's response, quote, "will be seen by Russia as a sign of weakness and create far more problems than it solves," end quote. Ben Sasse added that, quote, "the United States is not to blame. When the president plays these moral equivalence games, he gives Putin a propaganda win he desperately needs," end quote. And John McCain called Trump's appearance tragic and, quote, "one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory," end quote. During his press conference with Putin, Trump called Robert Mueller's probe ridiculous and a disaster for our country.
"I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it. People are being brought out."
Prior to the meeting with Putin, Trump called Mueller's probe a rigged witch hunt. On Friday, Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence, said that, quote, "the warning lights are blinking red again," end quote, from cyber attacks by Russia and other nations, and that, quote, "the digital infrastructure that serves this country is literally under attack," end quote. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton added that he finds it hard to believe that Putin didn't know about top Russian intelligence officials' efforts to interfere in the election. The Justice Department, meanwhile, charged a Russian national and accused her of acting as a Russian agent, quote, "for the purpose of advancing the interests of the Russian Federation," end quote. Maria Butina tried to infiltrate the NRA and create a back-channel line of communication back to the Kremlin. Charging documents say Butina was directed by a high-level official in the Russian government who has previously been identified as Alexander Torshin, a senior official at the Russian Central Bank who is also a longtime associate of the NRA. The charges were filed under seal the day after 12 Russian intelligence officers were indicted by the Justice Department for hacking Democratic computers. They were unsealed following Trump's press conference with Putin, where he said he saw no reason the Russian leader would try to influence the presidential election. Days before his meeting with Putin, Trump capped off a contentious NATO summit in the UK by naming the European Union when asked to identify his biggest foe globally right now.
Who's your biggest competitor, your biggest foe globally right now?
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well.
And finally, a federal judge temporarily halted deportations of families who were recently reunited after being separated by the Trump administration. The ACLU asked that deportations be stalled for at least a week after the families were reunified to allow time to ensure no family was being improperly deported. And in the polls, NPR says 52% of Fox News viewers agree that immigrants are an important part of our American identity, compared to 78% of CNN viewers and 73% of ABC, CBS, and NBC viewers. Overall, 69% of Americans agree that immigrants are an important part of American identity. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trey Gowdy ruled out the possibility of impeaching Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, citing a lack of support for his ouster. 2. China filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization over Trump's plan for tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. 3. Trump told his top diplomats to initiate direct talks with the Taliban in the hope of jumpstarting negotiations to end the ongoing 17-year war in Afghanistan. 4. Jared Kushner's family firm emptied or sold more than 250 rent-stabilized apartments over the last 3 years as Kushner Companies converted one of its buildings in New York into luxury condominiums. 5. The FCC has serious concerns about Sinclair Broadcast Group's acquisition of Tribune Media. 6. In the 6 months following the passage of Trump's Tax Cut and Jobs Act, worker pay has fallen while businesses have spent roughly $700 billion to repurchase their own stock. 7. Trump's 2020 re-election campaign has spent nearly $1.2 million on legal fees this year, including $340,000 in the last 3 months. And 8. Trump has already raised more than $88 million for his re-election campaign over the last year and a half. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.